So here I am once again at the Dog and Gun, joined once again by Anita. Hello, Anita.
Hi, you just can't stay away, can you?
You know
lovely
what?
It's summer evening and here we are.
I love it. I love it. I was here with my girlfriend, her granddad, her mum and dad the other Saturday, having a lovely meal, the peri peri chicken burger.
Oh yeah, that's good. Is that becoming a new favourite?
That is my favourite, okay. Without a doubt. So speaking of the menu, you have your fantastic food menu, which we've touched upon before, but what are some of the highlights of that?
Well, we talked about the Wowmans before. That's good for summer. We had a winter version and we have a summer version. We're just now talking about, although it's August, we're just talking about now our winter menu again. So we'll probably put another winter version of that back on. But we are looking for ideas and things as well. So, Chris, if you've got any suggestions or your listeners out there, you can look at all our old menus and tell us things that were your favourites of the past. One certainly that people want to come back on is Spam Fritters. So we're considering that. So we're just re-looking through them and looking for new ideas as well as to what we put on for the winter that's going to be fitting with our things that people like.
Now, what I will say, I've only kind of known this pub in the summer months, but I'd imagine come autumn, come winter, it is so cosy, I'd imagine.
It is, yeah, we have real fires. We have lots of game on the menu, you know, because it's all the season then. It's like Ross was out beating on the Glorious 12th, you know, for the grouse, and we had grouse on the menu that day. So that was really good. It was really popular. So we like to keep things relevant to the seasons.
Brilliant. And looking ahead to, I hate to say the C word, but Christmas.
I know, it will soon be upon us. As lovely as it is in the sunshine out there today, yes, the C word will soon be upon us, which is great, you know, and we're open Christmas Day. We're usually full. You know, we're pretty much full now. We're on 2 spaces. And obviously we can do party bookings throughout December. So we'll have our normal menu running anyway. And then we do a Christmas fair menu as well. So if people want to come together with a party or group and book off the Christmas menu, they can. And they get the crackers and the hats and, you know, all things to make it sort of party-fied. And they can either have a big party and just have the tack room, which is our little function room. For about 40 people, that's like nice and cosy. Or you can just have like a party of 12 and be in amongst everybody else, you know, and still eat off the Christmas menu if you want to.
So you can go private function room.
You can.
Or just a big table for a party of up to 12, did you say?
Well, any number, you know, it's just the bigger the number, the more tables we put together. So it's just, you know, now we're sat at a table for 10, but, you know, we did a party of 22 on Sunday. You know, that was for a birthday and an anniversary. You know, so it can be any number that friends that you want to bring.
And if you're thinking about bringing your work to or the family Christmas party, if you have one of those, or just getting your friends together for a meal, do you restrict them to what they have? A big kind of party of that size, you'll probably just say, only if you can have the chicken, right?
No, absolutely not. No, we couldn't do that. No, we don't do that. After I do that, it's their party.
Thinking ahead to Christmas, this is perhaps a little off topic, but would you be able to tell me why it seems to be tradition to put a little cross in the base of Brussels sprouts before boiling them? Any clues, or is that just rubbish?
No, it's not rubbish. You do that. It's tradition, I think. I'm sure there's a more technical term for it as well, but you know, my mum always did it as well. You know, it's like, it's just, I think it just aids the cooking in the middle, really.
More evenly cooked sprouts. So if you're thinking about getting in touch to book a Christmas party, a work party, or just fancy a cosy table for two by a log fire when the nights do draw in, how on earth can we get in touch?
You can phone us on 01535 633 855. Our website is just at this moment being redone, so you can't book online at the minute, but you will be able to book online through our website. It's just being updated.
And just quickly, we've touched upon in the past as well, your ales, your real beers that you serve here. Timothy Taylor's are the brewery. They've just won an award, haven't they?
They have just won another gold award. They won it last year and they've won it again. So I've just tweeted that because I said, like, never mind the Olympics, we've got our own gold winner here that you can come and try. And it's on all the time.
Award-winning ales and great food. For those that don't know, that haven't yet discovered you, once again, where can we find you, Anita?
Colne Road, Sutton in Craven. The A6068 Colne, and if you've not found us, if you've been heading to Boundary Mill or from Boundary Mill, people usually find us then. We're between Keighley and Skipton, and we're between Cross Hills and Glasburn. And you can bring the dog as well. We are the Dog and Gun after all. Your dogs are allowed in the bar. We're very friendly.
You can bring your dog, just not your gun.
Yeah, no, you can't bring your gun. We have those, but if you bring your gun, we'll take it off you when you arrive. Sorry.
Anita, thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you. See you soon.